Yeah, I dropped one. I think that pencil is useless.
I'm
anything but a fumble in and out.
Donald can... I mean,
so do I start the game in the break?
No, not yet. Crystal can roll either social science, anthropology, or... demolition.
What?! Social science, anthropology, art, and religion.
And the last one will be you.
Well, you might have anthropology.
No.
You might.
You could get it. I've got piles of experience points not doing anything.
Stay away from my anthropology, bitch. Get you for demolitions. Why not? Somebody else has it.
Six.
People won't mock you next time for being able to blow up the ship. Oh, show them.
I think it's just as well I don't know how to do that.
That's a fine ship.
It's certified organic, too.
Yes, Clancy can roll either diplomacy, intergalactic law, or engineering systems, support systems.
Is intergalactic affairs the same thing as intergalactic law?
No.
Okay. Well, at least you have diplomacy.
All right.
Woohoo, my six. I'm going on top.
Apparently. Okay, so Captain Patricos has managed to get more
repairs from the
repair,
ship.
Repair time for the ship. So the ship's, you know, coming back to the docks for repairs. Meanwhile, the three of you have been assigned to Deep Space 17.
Let me look at the sports page.
The natives of the star system are neat, sort of brown, curry things that go around
with meat.
Okay. Very friendly.
Yeah, it says 150.
Relatively primitive. They were. Another race conquered Earth, and then they joined the Federation, and then when they joined the Federation, they're free.
So I assume
they've already interfered with them.
Yeah,
they're free
too.
To keep them as pets, though.
They have.
So they have, you know, they have some skill, you know, they can use military and stuff. You know, they're still getting the hang of them.
Yeah, but
I still need more trust. Crystal.
I'll check. I'll get home tonight and check the tickets. So, if it's one
with,
that means that
you have you are in a runabout with two assistants. And
for both suddenly killed.
Not yet.
I'm wearing red.
And I'll have an engineer and a and you were doing some planetary survey.
Okay.
Venor is part of the security team.
My alter ego taking one of my shifts yet?
No.
Damn.
He's you put him in the braid last time.
Yeah. He's still there.
And he got shipped off to back to the Starfleet recording. What's he talking about?
Me. Yell at me. Oh, evil you?
Mm-hmm.
He's not evil, just misunderstood.
Right.
Misunderstood you?
Yeah.
Anyway, what
was it? Because I'm environment.
I was on command duty.
Yeah, your command duty. When there is a something, you know, a big thing appears, like right outside your space station, it looks like
a giant human.
No, it's not a giant human. It's a big statue.
Of representing the
With six arms. between legs, and the face is kind of weathered, but you can't really tell that it's about as big as a starship. Your starship. So a whirlpool opened up, it came through, and it came close.
Is it moving?
So it's drifting right now. It's drifting. It's not going to hit the stage, it's just going to go kind of high.
Oh, cool. A giant statue just. Let's get some scanners on that. I want to know what it's made of. Let's get some computer systems up, see if we can track the cultural reference.
Why don't we start through the wormhole that opened and it went through?
What?
Right now, wormhole closed.
Oh, right.
Wormhole.
Minors.
So you're part of the security team, and...
I'm the head of the security team.
All right, you're head of the security team.
You are a small cog in the security team. Okay.
So right now you're posted to space.
I missed the first part of this. Our ship's being repaired, so we're doing some work over on deep space.
Okay. And
almost twice as good as deep space.
So your group got a tip that
that statue would be coming by.
There are a couple like arm smugglers. Yeah, in the camp here.
Okay. I never really watched Deep Space Nine. Is it basically like Star Trek? Yeah. Or do you get to rough people up?
You get to rough people up. It's a little wilder.
Okay.
Did you watch Enterprise?
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's really good. I liked it.
I already have 5 minutes of soft porn.
It did.
Very sad I missed it.
Was it Scott Bakula?
No, actually.
It
was very weird.
It was weird.
Something about naked people rubbing gel over each other.
Yeah, they got contaminated, so they had to put on decontamination gel.
Yeah, it looked like,
which oddly enough didn't actually have to cover their entire bodies, but just all the exposed part. So they were in their underwear rubbing gel on each other.
It just had to cover the parts that were under up.
Yeah. Well, at least they were talking about something. Someone important.
It's very strange. Okay, so, alright, so there. So I've heard that there are.
They did have
arm smugglers
around his underwear
too, in the cantina.
The space station.
Okay.
So that was like, let's get you guys some something or something.
Okay, well, are there cameras everywhere in Star Trek?
Not in this case.
So, alright, well, I assume I'm not the normal security guy here, so probably I'm unknown?
Yeah. Other than being in the uniform, yeah.
Well, I should get out of uniform.
Sure, I can do that.
Okay. I'm sitting there fucking up the plot again.
Another Beetle human. Tourist. Looking for a few weapons.
For
being old Donald, you go distressing them.
Beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep. Okay. Kind of thing. Beep. Let's go check it out. It's from the USS Patuxent. And the science officer looks it up and says, oh, they've been missing for like 2 months.
Okay.
They're probably dead.
Let's go find out. Ask him on the radio. No. Is it just an automated distress signal?
Yeah.
Okay.
The automated distress signal.
Well, let's try to hail them and head over there.
Okay. So you start heading over there. So you have sensor scans. Classic has sensor scans run on the.
Well, this is great. We split up. We didn't even do it ourselves.
And.
Apparently Kevin is running A, B, and C plots today.
That's okay. There's always episodes like that where mm-hmm. you're doing something different.
Yep.
There's two short stories that we just have discovered.
So make a...
That's a roll.
Me?
No, I'm fine.
Oh. Okay, hopping around too freely. Nobody can track what's going on. 16.
Alright. So the statue seems to be at least 100,000 years old.
Do I take 100,237 and a half?
Pretty close to that, yeah. It has some recent destructor burns on it, relatively like within the last few hours. And a bunch of other damage, you know, from like meteorite attacks and stuff. Nothing big.
Well, it has five of them.
But it seems to be remarkably well weathered. It's very old. It is.
Oh, cool.
Life science biology. Life science biology.
I can do that too.
Is that logic?
Fourteen. Okay. So C2, it's hollow inside, and when you analyze the structure, it seems to be composed of some kind of like coral type thing. So it looks like it was grown. Mm-hmm. Something like that, so it's possible something. But very tough. You don't detect any life signs. Of course, it's kind of hard to scan it. There's everything in this universe.
Yes, the poorly known sensor refracting coral.
Meanwhile, mineral.
Yeah.
So you want to dress up as a tourist or?
No, I'll just dress up
back and on.
Little schoolgirl. Hey,
mister, is that a face in the structure?
Yeah.
I'm turned on by older men who seem to disrupt it.
No, I just want to dress like normal guy who would be in that bar.
Okay. So you go to the bar?
Yeah. And I want to... So...
Do you want security to come with you? Or?
No.
No?
I want to be somewhere...
Nearby?
Nearby. How do I... how can I identify who these people are? Can I bring... You know, whatever PDA or something who can compare their faces against the database of known thugs or whatever. Because I'd like to get an identity of everybody who's at the bar. Since it's like whatever 30 people and we think three of them are weapon smugglers.
Right. So you want to bring in a PDA, or you can bring a tricorder scan them specifically.
But not their... Can identify them that way?
Then you roll well enough, sure. Or you can just, you know, stick around and try to overhear conversations. Or, you know, look around, ask questions, perhaps. Perhaps you're looking for a photon torpedo launcher. For that.
I'd like to bring a tricorder.
Okay. I'm going to need, like, there's a stealth concealer.
I'll bring a double.
All right. you bring back.
Or, I'll bring
it. So you go in to the bar.
Oh, I want to be packing a type 2, or what's the little phaser? 3?
1. 1. Little.
Oh, type 1 phaser.
Okay, so you go to St. One's Inn, which is in the bar. There are about 30 patrons. There's like a double, 3 double tables.
What's
a double?
That's
a kind of gambling game.
Davo. It involves a spinning wheel and looks something like roulette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except I think there's some cards involved too.
And tables are for 2 or 3 people sitting in each table. And there's a bar. There's a Ferengi running the bar.
So I want to scan for who has heat.
Okay, make a card roll. And also make a stealth roll.
Tricorder.
Stealth roll.
What is tricorder?
Personal tricorder.
Oh, yeah. Intellect plus perception?
Yes.
8.
Okay. And stealthy movement.
I don't have that.
Coordination. Plus reaction.
12.
Okay.
You didn't have it, but man, you could have had it.
Alright, so you do your scan. So, Crystal. You arrive at a planet that has not been charted yet.
Okay.
I just start to
look around for me. It's Logan 2. Logan 2.
Well, it's definitely a top 40 planet. It's going to get me there.
So, the signals. Coming from somewhere on the surface, and you pretty much took away.
So you found a giant statue, you found
an uncharted planet.
Actually, it is partially uncharted.
And stress signal.
Make a computer reasonable.
And I found thugs.
Somehow these are off.
Perhaps.
Check.
So you look up, there's the only thing is that it is inhabited by a primitive, even more primitive option of elites.
They call them the maps, they don't have that extra E.
Yeah.
What the fuck's a meat?
An oversized dribble.
Living on the planet by Deep Space 17.
And these ones are have not been contacted, so.
Okay.
But tribbles are little pets.
Yeah.
Telling them about your superior technology is unlikely to give them any reaction.
Yep.
Oh, no, sorry. Met, they'll say.
Okay, so are there any cities or anything? Or?
Make a central.
I'll see if I can find where the signal's coming from. I have 9.
Okay, so the signal's coming from like looks like some kind of crash site. It's about 10 kilometers from a village of Village of about 50.
Okay.
So they have villages.
But no real cities or
nope, not yet.
Okay.
Sometimes you just said, find the rest of us, you can't do anything. Perhaps we should just go.
scan the crash site for the local area of the village, whatever, for non
native.
Okay, make one more system roll.
Well,
okay. So, you don't, there are no life on the shuttle.
Okay.
You do scan a human in the village.
Okay. That's not good.
Well, true.
Really?
It could mean anything. Maybe they're eating.
Is he dead?
Not dead. That's what it is happening to him.
Sure. How many people were on the shuttle? Or on the ship?
Three.
Okay.
You're a normal shuttle.
Huh?
You are in a normal shuttle.
Not the captain's job that he could use to beam someone out.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't too easy.
Okay. What do we know about these guys? Are they nocturnal? Are they...
No, they're standard daytime thing. People, different varieties of war, likely. I mean, they do fight each other. Seems to be, so each, or all the villages seem to be in a lot of people. So there are any case, not even, cool people with the Federation or anything.
What's the standard operating procedure for, crashing on planets you're not supposed to touch?
You're supposed to, destroy all the evidence. And make sure you don't get you're caught by the natives.
Okay.
And if you do get caught, you don't tell them anything.
Okay. So I guess we need to go nuke the crash site. There's nobody.
Yeah.
And try to rescue the one person.
Sure.
Okay. So, some regular ship have phasers on it?
Yeah. It will take you... Yeah, you could probably take you half an hour with the shuttle to atomize it.
Okay.
Shuttle.
And how far away is the village?
It's home.
Okay, assuming that
you can't really detect. Well, actually, you have to roll. I mean, there are. You didn't really detect any small parties, but it's kind of hard to see if you have a good
one. Okay. Well, we'll. Plot some sort of course over where we can come in from that direction where we shouldn't be observed. Keep the scanners on sensitive.
Okay.
Whatever, and try to go in close to the crash site.
Okay. Alright, plenty. So you scan the thing. Were you going to do anything else?
Yes. There's much to discover there. So I want to do another scan, or perhaps use my first one to see if there's any access points into the hollow interior.
There is... On the back, there seems to be some sort of hatch.
Cool. So does Deep Space 17 have tractor beams?
Yes.
Okay, I want to tractor it and bring it up to one of our...
Awfully big, this thing.
That's ship size. We're going to bring it up to a docking bay.
All right.
And all the aliens start pouring in. And then I want to lead an away team to the statue.
Okay, so you start driving it in. It'll fit 65. Great. So, Benor.
Yo.
I don't get to know anything. I got a minute.
That's it. So, you already scanned them. Oh, for weapons. There are...
What, you need a 9?
No, you got 8. Eight, good enough. Three tables have weapons, have people with weapons. Just small arms and a couple people over there on the table.
Hey, folks, can you move your car back up there too so someone else can get up? back.
Sure. So, I mean, crystal weapons are not illegal.
Oh, they are?
No. This is not. Well, this is a Federation run station, but it's not through the Federation authority.
Oh, okay. So none of those are. None of those weapons I'm scanning are illegal.
No. So they're all like disruptors. Okay, no.
Disruptors have no stun setting.
Yeah, but they're not Federation controls, you know, phaser technology, so that's why phaser shoes and higher are legal. Whereas disruptors you can buy anywhere. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So you can't buy it stuff, you can just kill stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I'll scan the tables and see if I can figure out which ones, you know, whatever, seem to be drug smugglers, or not drug, gun runners, and I'll pay, I guess, special attention to the ones who have guns.
Alright, so... make... search perception.
Is gun? Oh, I guess they're smugglers, which means selling guns is illegal, but not paying taxes is. Is that the deal?
Well, selling military hardware is illegal.
Oh, there's military hardware?
Yeah. So they, you know, they're just selling a bunch of disruptors.
Yeah. Yeah. That's everybody.
Oops.
Alright.
Just not enough room. You know, for Donald's little car. Or something.
Oh wow, Donald's totally boxed in there now.
Is it? Yes. So, Donald?
Uh-huh.
How are you going to get out of there?
That's why I just asked her. She said she's only staying like an hour.
Okay.
Because that's really tight.
Uh-huh. She was actually up against my license plate.
All right, it's as much as you do.
Well, she scratched up her bumper on the screws holding my leg.
But she's better with her truck.
Well, she was the one backing up.
I said, well, you scratched up your bumper. She's like, oh, well, whatever.
All right, Clint. It's not Donald's turn.
Huh?
Why isn't she utilizing all that room in front of her?
Because that's the driveway of the next person over that she doesn't want to walk.
Somebody's camera.
Cool.
Anyway.
Alright. Why can't we park there? Because I just didn't feel like driving around for hours.
So you're making this search perception roll?
Right. And I just got an 8.
Okay. So you... basically, people talking about various things. There are two guys on one of on the Dabo table, and Dorian and a Frankie, trying to impress the Dabo girl, saying, you know, that they're dangerous arm smugglers. And she says, oh, really?
Good lord. So where did I get this information? It was from some anonymous tip.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll. Can I? Are they two of the ones packed in heat?
Yeah.
Okay. Well. I guess I'll hang around a little bit more and see. If they leave, I'll follow them, I guess.
Okay. So you try to put the thing in, and you attach it to one of the top ports. so...
Damn, I just fucked something up in the adventure.
Awesome.
So you were supposed to pay for it.
How long does the ship work in? Entails you, Stacy.
Space station.
Sorry, the statue already has Federation flags that came out of bed.
Not yet.
Star squares.
Beam over immediately.
That's tractored to our station.
It's tractored to your station?
And it stopped.
Oh.
This is Lieutenant J.G. Clancy Evans of the Deep Space Station 17. How can I help you?
You're in violation of the neutral zone treaty. So we're actually your side
so,
of the line.
For yourself.
That
are the ship.
Are constant.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah. Since we blew up our constant Kazinti nemesis.
Before I put one thing on that. So she said that she knew it was a Federation statue of the Federation surveillance. Some sort of surveillance satellite thing.
Some sort of
Federation
satellite thing.
I find this. So when you track her it, the thing scans you.
Interesting. What's it seem to scan?
Basically, it scans the whole space station. And then it scans, it seems to scan the light bulbs.
Oh, interesting.
Lots of meat on the station. We look alike.
They can actually tell they're being scanned?
Yeah, because, you know, it's that weird light effect.
Okay. So anyway.
So you still track it in?
Yes.
Okay. Other than that, it didn't do anything. So Minnesota comes, she accuses it, you know, of being a special man as well. It's obviously Federation, since you have a doctor space station.
In actuality, Lieutenant Sola, it's 100,273 and a half years old, give or take half a year. It massively predates the Federation.
Oh, I'm sure you found it and are using it for nefarious purposes to scan Romulan ships. When we passed it, it scanned it.
I see.
What are you doing out here to get passed by it?
No, it was...
What are you doing in Federation space?
We're chasing it.
I see.
So we're here to destroy it.
No, you're not.
So let it go.
Afraid not. I'm about to lead an away team onto it since we've never seen this before. Would you like to have you or one of your crew join me?
I suggest not put anybody on board. We're going to blow it up.
Okay, we're going with the away team right now.
Got it.
Check communications.
Shield.
Do we have shields on Deep Space 17?
Yeah.
Put up the shields. Let's get some Federation people on there quickly so they don't blow it up. I start heading down there.
Okay.
If Lieutenant Sala calls again, put her through.
Yes, sir. Alright, so back to normal. So, Crystal... So you fly in next to the shuttle and you start blasting it?
No, we're going to land and check it out.
Okay, so you land and check it out first?
See if we can get the little black box.
Well, can you get out with your tricorder?
Yep. Well, first, make sure that, you know, with the ship scanner, that there's nobody around.
Okay, let's this one.
15.
Okay, somebody around. Well, okay. Yeah, there's somebody around.
There's nobody around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, you can't surprise me. So, there's nobody around. You know the 15.
Great.
So you go to the soil, you start scanning it, you retrieve like the 15 of the water. So basically, so the ship's log says something about, yeah. Ensign, frankly, kind of like the last couple of long histories.
Okay.
So he said something about, you know, the shuttle, we were caught in a storm, the shuttle crashed on the planet, and the two lieutenants are dead. So it's just me. I don't know what to do. I guess I'll wander around for a bit and then
okay. Well, now we'll start nuking the evidence.
There is. You also spot some, like, you know, evidence and stuff.
Okay.
Little thing, so probably someone else went through it before, but
he probably didn't have it.
So you go ahead and destroy it.
I thought these were tribbles.
No, they're big. Well, the real ones are big, but they're white.
Ewoks.
Yeah, they're like Ewoks.
Oh, that's significantly different.
But they do have arms and legs, and they can do, you know, sort of like things. You destroyed it, so you're still listening. So, so you know, they're getting drunk, those two guys, and they're both seeing more and more. And then they start to push each other around, and, you know, they're the better arms from them.
you're not naming it.
Yeah.
Who, do I know who the organized crime people are in this sector?
Make a streetwise roll.
Streetwise, which I don't have, unless it's called something else.
Nope, it's called streetwise. That's all right.
Five.
Well, you do know that the local head of the sort of the area underworld is named Toman. But nobody's, you know, nobody knows exactly who he is.
What's your crime Orion pal's name?
Sure, Adelphi. Be.
Okay.
So, this one won't.
Toman.
So they do mention his name, but. And the big lieutenant and Oman's coming in to see you. He's like, no, you're not. You start pushing each other around.
I'll,
Fuck you.
Name Oman?
Yeah.
Alright. So, like, whatever, one drunkenly claims to the girl that he's a big lieutenant, the other one says, you're not Frank.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I'll ask, I'll tell two of the bigger security people that I've got to wear street tough kind of clothes and, you know, get in here as fast as they can.
Okay. So... they walk in just as the two of them start fighting each other. Start attacking each other.
Alright, I'll walk forward. Which one looks easier to drop?
The friendly.
Okay. So, I want to walk forward what can you do to a Ferengi that's painful? Is there anything?
Grab their ear.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll walk forward, grab his ear. I'll have the two guys back me up and say, you two hayseed country pukes, come with me now. And start dragging the Ferengi by his ear.
Okay, so the Ferengi goes out this shrill scream. And the Andoran says, hey, let's go, my friend. And tries to draw his dagger. A little ceremony later.
I'll let him draw his ceremonial dagger and say that if he doesn't put that away and follow me now, he'll be dead, his family will be dead, and there will be no sign of him ever existing. That would be intimidating.
Yeah,
yeah,
in case you're wondering what that would be. I get a 4. I should get higher than that just to not embarrass myself.
You have skill.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I got a 6. Because I have 2 skill. What are the breakoffs?
7, 10, 13.
Oh, I'll knock it with 7.
Okay. 7. So you get this evil smile and say, "Maybe one is 8."
Okay. Fair enough. I'll fight him.
Okay.
He's using a knife instead of a gun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make an initial roll.
Okay. Does I guess I should use do I have a knife?
I don't know. Usually you wouldn't. Okay.
All right, so initiative.
Yep.
Let's see.
I'm normally good at initiative. Yep. Coordination plus dexterity, and add your monetary tactics.
I get as high as possible, which would be a 15.
All right, so you were really slow.
How many actions can you take?
Generally, it's only one. That's what you want to do.
I don't know if what is if I use like you know mugs bottles just like that what is that considered?
Considered well, if broken, considered a like knife on form.
I need a big knife so I can use a sword, right? So sword and knife the same skill.
Yeah, pretty much.
I assume Starfleet martial arts is distinctive.
Yeah.
You whatever use the crane technique and everybody knows you're Starfleet?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, anybody who knows anything about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, so I don't know, are there mugs or
yeah.
bottles or something I can use?
Sure.
So, I want to clock him with whatever I think would make the best weapon.
Okay.
Actually, how does disarm work? I'd really like his knife.
Okay. Then you just do a coordination plus reaction, and he tries to block that, and if he doesn't, then you grab his knife and make it clean.
Yeah, I'll just take a bottle and block him.
Okay, I'm going to go back.
Which is?
Just use your force field. I'm going to try to block him.
Coordination plus dex.
8.
Alright, so. He says something, oh, good, yeah, for me, I either! And you clock him on the head, roll damage. So, 2d. 2d plus 2. And plus whatever strength bonus, yeah.
And then.
Okay, so it's 2d plus 2.
8. 10. Probably the board's plus 2.
So, so you clock on the head and you just kind of go down. Ah!
What? Does he look like he's small and puny?
No. But, you know, he doesn't drink any part of it.
Okay.
Frenemy starts crying. Oh my god!
Pick him up, I say to the two.
You killed Gunn!
I just killed him. Going. alright, so I'll re-grab the Ferengi and I'll tell the two guys to follow him with us.
Okay. So that's the plan. So you go inside the statue. See, space station. So you get a report that the Romulan warbird is firing in on the statue. Like, just made it. I don't know what they're doing.
Open a channel to them. Lieutenant Sella, I suggest you stop your attack on the statue at once if you don't wish to start an interstellar incident. We will have Federation people in that statue very soon. The offer still stands if you would like to join us with one of your crew.
Okay.
They can't stand it either. You just told them they're already Federation people.
That'd be lying.
So...
diplomacy? Not that fluffy.
Sure, roll diplomacy.
Intergalactic affairs?
Yeah, what the hell?
8.
She said, alright, she'll rule it.
I rule it!
She said.
But, you know, she says, he gets to send them what he wants to do because he's people use it.
Now you get to send what? There will be 3 of us. Myself, the science officer, and a security.
3 of our last components.
I doubt you could do that.
We shall see. The shooter's going to start half.
Now the Romulus.
Just shoot back!
You what?
So you send you a scientist and a security guard.
Who are you to take them?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, two of them.
They won't learn anything. They can't kill you for sure. Okay, I grew up my away team.
Alright,
I grab a type 1 phaser for myself, and I suggest the scientists have one too.
What? A phaser?
Oh, not for that. No, you're not. You're a Federation officer.
Oh. Alright.
No, they're not. See this little lever that lets you not put past done? Just okay. I make sure the security officer has a type 2 and I wait for Zella and her crew member to game over.
Okay, so Zella beams over with a security guard. said, try to double cross it. We'll blast the city. And then we'll destroy the planet.
This isn't really the correct way to
offer diplomacy.
What I'm sure you meant instead is, it's exciting that we have an ancient artifact to explore, and you're happy that we've allowed you to join us.
I'm sure we'll learn much from this.
Uh-huh. Well, let's go on in and see what happens.
Okay. So when you...
I asked them if they'd like respirators, since we don't know what the atmosphere will be like inside.
Trust your respirators? Never.
As I gather respirators for the Federation people.
You also that?
Yeah, I'm sure they went down for a little bit when they beamed over. No, I wouldn't have come back up.
Okay. So, when you try to go in... Actually, what order are you going in?
I was going to be leading unless someone else
pressed
it instead.
So it's probably you, Stella, scientists, security people.
Security people are glaring at each other.
Yeah. So make a... So you go in, Stella goes in, the scientist goes in. And when the two security guys try to go in, sort of force field comes up. One of those blue edge that comes up.
So there's only one
that blocks them.
What? Wait, there's one? You were the only one person who could get in?
No, I got in, Stella got in, and my scientist got in. How odd. I start scanning the force field of the tricorder, see if I can figure out what triggered it.
You did it!
That's not fun.
You know, type one is kind of country. What else could it be?
Well, that was the only thing I figured out. It could be because they have bigger phases back there.
So you get the feeling that the ship knows that you're in touch and wants you to go.
Well, I think the ship has chosen who will enter and who will not, Sela.
What are you talking about?
The ship has chosen.
You sure you're okay?
Yeah.
So you can break it.
I know.
That's a kind of weird disease.
Let's continue on. Mind. We'll see you guys when we get back out.
Sure. Sure.
Yes. Should take the Romulan down to 10 forward.
All right, sir.
Right.
10 forward.
10 forward is the... No, I don't.
So meanwhile, Crystal, you destroyed a shuttle.
Boom.
No.
Okay, so... So if you accidentally make first contact with somebody you're not supposed to,
you try to minimize the damage.
Okay. So, like, sneaking in and carting him off.
Oh,
that would be better than walking in and saying, hey, can you have him?
Yeah, probably walk in the fall would be the best in there. I mean, depends, as long as you don't show your weapons. Or at least you use your weapons, or any devices. Since they already see them, you know, you can put more of this deep, but you can just say your phone the next couple of
days.
Everybody seems to say it. Yeah.
Sure.
I'm from the mountains.
Okay,
sure, we're at all, we're not furrying around like you.
Put on a little teddy bear costume.
Yeah, put on a teddy.